Well, it is officially past 10 p.m. I am ready for dinner. I am going to... I have been told that the next DJ will be late, so I'm gonna put on a little bit of a mix for you guys. Let the computer take it away, and I will see you guys next week.
sec. Here we go. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. We're late. It's great. We have a guest.
Hi. I'm Zoe, otherwise known as DJ Ginger Artemis, and I was here last week, so I'm super excited to be back again.
Well, happy to have you. I was held up by beautiful Swiss food.
Beautiful Swiss food.
A spatula is a God's gift to man, and I'm extremely surprised it hasn't been graced by, like, literally any trendy food place.
Yeah.
Have you had spatula before?
No, I've never heard of that until this conversation, to be honest.
Let me tell you, they're German dumplings, mm-hmm. but they're like mini egg noodles.
Oh my God. I don't know, but I don't know what I was expecting, but that was better than what I was expecting.
Like you toss them in like salt and butter.
Mm-hmm.
And then Swiss steak is like minute steak and a celery, carrot, onion, and tomato sauce.
Oh my God.
Right?
We're starting off this right with a lot of food talk, and I'm here for it. That sounds amazing.
I would eat it again. Like if I could give up like 10 more minutes of my show, like I would eat it again. Like I thought the idea of like eating it like after getting refrigerated felt like an affront to like humankind.
Wow. You were moved by this. This was an experience. It was so, that's amazing.
I also helped make it, so I also Aww. Must admit. I made it with my dad.
Aw. That's so nice.
Yeah.
Fruits of your labor.
Yeah, it was, and it was great.
That's awesome.
No, shout out to Swiss Steak.
Yo, shout out Swiss Steak.
Shout out.
This one's for you.
So we started in with some Vaporwave. Well, Future Funk, it's fine. This was Android 52 with Flying to Space from their release The B-Sides from 2017.
Nice.
ID'd some music. We've got more music coming up. We have a Tegan and Sarah release that came out like last week. Turn Up.
Yay!
The best Canadian lesbians on this side of the Mississippi. I think they're living in the U.S., but it's fine.
It's close enough.
It's close enough. It's America's hat.
So don't worry about it.
All right. I hope you guys enjoy the music. We'll be here. You'll be there. And it'll be great.
Woohoo.
pretend if I could lie. If I could lie, but I can't say.
No, you're fine. here we go. Anyway, so hope you guys enjoyed that music. The first one was Canadian
lesbian twins extraordinaires.
Woo! Tegan and Sarah's come out with new music. This is I'll Be Back Someday from their upcoming album, Hey, I'm Just Like You.
The album cover is really cute, or at least the tour poster was absolutely adorable. I was very happy.
It's very cute. It's basically Tegan and Sarah releasing the songs that they wrote as teenagers. Ah, yes, when we were totally had everything together and didn't have any emotional instability whatsoever.
I mean, looking back on it and knowing damn well that's not what happened.
What would be even funnier is, like, imagine, like say, Christopher Paolini releasing his, like, 12-year-old fan fiction.
My advice is don't.
What about my OC, Dark Cloud Thunder Slash?
You know how we grow and change as people and we look back at the things that we've done and think, you know what? It's better that we don't bring that up again. That's what that is.
Of course their parents are dead. But anyway... So they're coming out this one sounds great.
Yes.
This one's good. I think they've also been, you know, re-instrumentized. I don't know how much of it is lyrics changed around to be, you know, something that they could release without wanting to crawl into a hole for 20 years.
No.
We all have this feeling.
Yeah.
But that's a new one. You should go check it out. I brought Tegan and Sarah's Sainthood into my car. Aww. Listening to that on the highway.
We're rotating through the CDs on the commute.
Yeah, like you're 7 and I still feel like I've memorized them.
It makes sense. That's like every day and you're just going through albums and...
Yeah, and it's combined off in like 2 hours of driving. So you kind of like... You start to know them.
You really, really just understand.
Yeah. Speaking of another CD that's been in my car, Give Me Sympathy, other Canadian goddess, Emily Haynes, from the album Fantasies.
Mm-hmm.
This thing's 10 years old.
And it's still going strong. It's still making appearances on this radio show.
I think that's the thing. I think I have created like this artificial, not to say that Metric isn't popular, but I think I've created this artificial like popularity among the people around me.
It's in the best interest though, because it's really good, so it's not a problem.
It's a public service.
This has been a PSA.
It's a PSA.
Please listen to Metric.
Jesus. Oh wait, should we do a PSA now?
Oh yeah, I finally have one up.
Yeah.
All right. Here's our hourly PSA.
Yes.
Okay. Today you ate Greek yogurt. You took the train. You planned to work out, and then you skipped it. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a devastating earthquake. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. This has been a PSA.
Oh my God. So what if I didn't eat a Greek yogurt?
Then you might be safe. The earthquake might not happen because you didn't have that order of events. That's my guess.
Okay, so I don't eat my Greek yogurt.
Okay.
I don't even plan on going to the gym. That's not even in there. That's not been in there. I think the closest exercise I get is when Roger needs exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Poodle extraordinaire. But
he's such a cute dog.
He's a good boy.
But then, I don't know.
Maybe I still need to be ready.
You still need to be ready at... And you can prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today.
You're not wrong. Okay, I guess our next music is this. I'll tell you this. It's a Russian... I can't remember if they're a duo or a single person. But
oh God.
I found this. And it's also going to come up with another... Russian band, but this one, I guess allegedly, I don't know how this works, but it's, you can get arrested by, like, throwing these, like, warehouse raves, and so this guy has actually once had, like, a Facebook post through his band page that he was arrested, and his mom got locked up, too.
What? How?
They, like, I guess they're having a house party, and they got him, and then they took his mom and held them for 48 hours.
That's really weird. That's interesting. I wasn't ready for this.
Yeah, you know, and so this is it. I think this is probably one of the most... This is, the like, the best track. It's, like, a four-track LP. I'm gonna play it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll let the world decide, I guess.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's hear it. I'll see what my opinion is after.
Find out. Is this worth getting arrested by the Russian police? We'll find out.
So that was part one of our European / Scandinavian adventure.
Woo!
Woo! First was Locked Club with Lomai Lomai, which I guess means break. Break. I can't pronounce the, do you know Cyrillic?
Absolutely not. I wish I did. That sounds cool. It reminds me of some D&D language, and it's not. I know that, but it just popped into my head.
I'm proficient in Common, Infernal, and Cyrillic.
I think my brain thought Celestial or whatever, and then was like, that's it. But it's Celestial. Not. That's not it.
Does your character understand Celestial?
Yeah, maybe.
mine thinks he can.
Your characters are very funny from what you told me. They're really good.
A little for the people who aren't involved in what I put my DMs through. I have a character named Skylar Kithborn. That's not his real name. Well, it's his real name. But, like, that wasn't his original name. So I guess it is real, but the one he... Fine. Okay. His name's Skylar Kithborn, and that's it. And he believes he can speak Celestial. He also believes he's a cleric. He figures the healing part's gonna come soon enough.
Oh. I loved him, the keyword being believe. Like, he's not actually, but, like, he feels it.
He believes he can. I mean, he can speak Elvish, which has helped us thus far. But he thinks he can speak Celestial. He believes that he has discovered a god that's not in the normal canon, that has bestowed him with his power, but he's actually just a wild magic sorcerer.
This is my favorite thing. I wish I could have come up with that, but I did not.
He's a good boy. This was the second time around. The first one was just me if I were actually terrible. Like, if I had no regard for other human beings, like, that would kind of be... And also a little dumber. I like creating characters who don't know anything.
You do really know a lot of things. So, you know what?
It's
valid.
They're very fun, but... So he believes he can speak Celestial. He can't do it.
Silly.
So, like, the fact that he can't speak Celestial, I can't read. And the next artist was Monshat Doma, which I think means silent houses, with Nadne. And it's Cyrillic up here, but I cheated because I know it.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, suddenly I do know that's a D.
Okay.
And that's an M.
We're trying to read it currently, and
yeah,
I can't, and that's it.
I think that's an H, and I think that's an N. I don't know why the lowercase M is just a capital M. Jury's still out on that.
I have some questions.
Please
answer, anyone who knows why that is.
Yeah, if you're listening to Spinatron right now, call us up. 855-915-9636. I know how to answer the phone.
Yay.
Yeah. Anyway, that's their newest album release. Go check this band out if you like 80s music and Russian.
You can have both combined, and it's... everything you could ever want.
Yeah, it's recent, but it's kind of like, you know, things cycle back.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
80s are coming back.
They are coming back, but they're coming out in, like, a weird way. Like...
I kind of just love that. It's a weird way.
It's a weird way. Like, you can kind of see where... What have I been listening to that was really startlingly 80s? But, like, the 80s that I don't think about. Like, you get, you know, Vaporwave and Future Funk. That's fine. Whatever. Mm-hmm. But what is it? Where are you? I'm just... I don't have the thing on, thank God. There's, like, one thing that's just startlingly 80s. Other than all this, like, indie stuff. That's fine.
That's acceptable.
Like...
We're searching.
I don't know if I'll be able to find it.
That's okay.
Is it?
Next time, maybe, like, can I spend it after?
Yeah, maybe. It'll be fine.
But whatever. There's just this kind of like synth. Yeah, no, it's like this one. I don't really feel like playing them, but there's like this album, like this artist called like La Punta Bianca and like Filmmaker that are totally like, okay, I did find a way to continue our Eastern European adventure.
Oh, so great. Got more music.
Got more music.
Eastern Europe.
Eastern Europe, let's go.
That kind of night.
I guess it is. Woo! We went from Canada to Eastern Europe.
We really jumped over the ocean like that. Me too. I did that too.
You actually did. I'm a landlubber.
I can't.
I live in my stonks.
I was on an island and I was like, this is perfect.
I'd get eaten by a shark immediately.
You try to step off of America at all.
Total shark week. My foot is deleted.
I needed a second from that. I wasn't ready.
All right. We'll give you a second as we listen to a Yugoslav minimal electro song. We're all going to enjoy it together. Ooh.
Thank you.
right, here we go. So, part two.
Our European tour.
Of our European tour, we have Demolition Group with You Better from their album Miserica.
That's a great name.
I'm not going to count out that it probably is supposed to equate to misery. Put that out there.
Just a little thought?
Just a little
put that thought. Out there?
It's 1986 techno. Ginger Artemis and I were talking, and the idea of just all these Eastern European and Russian countries throwing out these slapping beats that are so depressing.
We don't know what the lyrics are, but we're just assuming that things are just rough because it makes sense with all that turmoil in that area.
Yeah.
But God, their music is catchy as all heck.
Right? When you're depressed but still want to turn up.
Oh. It's a huge mood.
My dad, one time, we were at a clothing store and we were like, just by the dressing rooms, and he once took off his coat and he's like, "Hey Rose, do you want to see how old my coat is?" And I said, "Sure." And then he showed me the back and it said "Made in Yugoslavia."
It really, it's so sad that that dates you so much. It's really, that's it.
Fell apart. It's okay.
RIP for that half of my family.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming over here to the U.S.
Yeah, turn up.
Turn up.
Yeah, my dad's, there was Hungary. I don't have anything Hungarian that I can rep, but we do have, the next one was Pak with Mumihe from, their album Mumihe Lazu. This one's 1982 Bosnian new wave synth post-punk dark wave.
It says it all in the title too. It's very exciting.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things where they put like all the tags in the title, because how else are they gonna get people to come over?
Yeah, that's true. I wouldn't know either. That's a really good point.
I don't think anyone would, but oh, I did. Whatever,
that's true.
We Lewis appreciate coming you. out. Anyway, also reminder that this is the Small Cactus Radio Hour. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're coming to the twilight hour. We might hold out until the next person comes in. Maybe we'll see. Mm-hmm. I mean, we'll eat out if not, but we were 10 minutes late. We can spare it.
Yeah,
10 minutes. And if they come in, they come in.
And we'll say hi.
We'll say hi.
And we'll get you on with the music.
Hex, yeah. Well, I actually didn't put them in the... Oh, okay.
And great. Transition. And
transition.